Hey, good afternoon, guys. It's Charlie Panky, CRIC Magazine, coming to you Friday, April 5th in our home in Carson Valley. But we wanted to bring you just some updates on Yosemite National Park's reservation system, just in case you were not aware. If you have been paying attention for a year, you know Yosemite National Park is implemented a reservation system for the peak season at the park, which starts on April 13th, that Saturday. Starting that Saturday, you will need a reservation to enter the park for the season. It'll be weekends only until just into June, and then during the summer season, it'll be every day of the week. And then in the fall again, it'll go back to weekends. Those reservations were released earlier this year, and most of those reservations for the year have probably already been reserved out for the whole system, on a lottery system that started back, I think, in January. But tomorrow is an important day if you did not get a reservation and you're still trying to get to Yosemite in 2024. So just to rewind again, that package that was released earlier in the year was not all the reservations that are going to be available. So there are reservations each week moving forward, starting tomorrow. So tomorrow, the 6th, you can hop online at 8 a.m. There will be reservations. They are limited, and they are expected to go really fast. But every single day will be an open lottery system at recreation.gov to reserve the remaining reservations that are available for those reservation dates. So we just posted on our website here, and I'll put a link in the chat down below. A reservation system again April 13th through June 30th, or just Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays. So that includes those Monday holidays that are in there. You do need a reservation in the park, so you can nab one of those starting, for the 13th tomorrow. So you can roll that forward every day, starting in July 1st to August 16th. Every single day in the park is reserved, so you'll need that. So think about that in advance too. So if we're looking at April here and we're a little week out, so it'd be the end of June before you get your July ones, for example. And then in August, October, go back to Saturday, Sunday on that reservation system. So, the fall season lightens up a little bit. We have a calendar of all those dates if you want to see that. And then the other thing to remember is that's not the only way in the park. So it's even if you miss one of the reservations, you can take the YART bus system into the park, and that includes your park entrance. So you can go on the west side. There's multiple towns that have YART stops. I'm pretty sure Sonora has one. Oakhurst, I believe, has one. And you can get a bus ride into the park, be there all day, and then bus ride out. And that includes your access to the park for the day. And for most people who are going to the Valley, that works really well. If you're on the east side, again, we're waiting for Tioga Pass to open. But Tioga, you'll be able to do that from Levine or Mammoth up into Tuolumne Meadow, and it probably actually goes all the way to the Valley. I'm not positive on that. I've checked that itinerary, but that is one way to get into the park when you don't have a reservation. The other way to remember to get a reservation is that if you've got a reservation at the campground, a reservation at any of the housing inside the park, a reservation at a vacation rental, and some of the different things right at the park there, a wilderness permit that you've already secured for backpacking, or a Half Dome permit for the year, that already includes your reservation for the park on that day. So check those things out. It doesn't mean, again, if you don't have a reservation today that you can't get in the park. It just means you have some more work to do, and there may be some alternative routes that you have to take to do that on those reservation days. This is, again, something we went through in COVID. They brought back after a year off, realizing that the crowds last year in Yosemite were unmanageable to get into the park, and we're really hoping to build a better experience for individuals. Let's say on Saturday afternoon, it's late in the day, and you're close enough by, within 2 hours of the park, for example, and you want to go in for sunset or an evening in the park. Also, as a reminder, after 4 p.m., the reservations are no longer needed. So if you're in the Mammoth area, for example, and you want to hop up to the park in the afternoon and go swim at Tenaya Lake for sunset or whatever you want to do, you can be at the gates at 4 p.m. and the reservations will not be required. There is still the fees to enter the park, which I believe the car load is $35 this year, if I'm not mistaken. So take a look at those online, and you can do that as well. No, especially on Tioga Road, we deal with on the east side, a lot of people are historically comfortable with just taking Tioga through the park just because they want to. They go on a bike ride or they're going across the valley, and that's their transportation route. And during these reservation systems, that is not available to you unless you have that reservation. So you would have to drive up to Sonora Pass and take 108 over, for example, in that scenario. So keep that in mind if you're coming from Vegas or up from Los Angeles, up to 395. Tioga Pass will start being plowed on April 15th. We know that that'll start. And we originally thought it might be an early season, but the last couple snowstorms have really dropped some snow. So we'll see how things go early parts of May before we start kind of predicting when we might be able to get in the park on that side. But on the west side, park's open. The waterfalls should be roaring. We've had extra snow that's hit that west side especially, so I think the waterfalls will be quite beautiful here this spring. But again, if you're going to go wait till the weekends, you're going to be stuck, you know, trying to manage this reservation system if you don't already have that taken care of. So take a look at that. Information's on our website. It's also on Yosemite.com. You can take a look at there. But we'll bring you as much up-to-date news as we can as the season progresses. We love Yosemite National Park. We reserved our dates early in January. But I tell you, it feels very restrictive because now I have to plan my calendar. That way I can't just leave and go unless I want to be there after 4 p.m. So I know people are dealing with that. I see people still today, they're trying to plan trips who hadn't heard, and they're still trying to get information for those permits. But it is important that you kind of make yourself aware of how to get in the park, how to make the most of your vacation trips, and that way we don't miss anything on that. So hope you have a wonderful day wherever you're at today, and hope to see us in your sights. Remember, we do have our summer issue coming out here in May, and we have free subscriptions at sierrarecmagazine.com. Just check us out online, and we'd be glad to get you set up on a subscription and deliver more Sierra to you every 2 months, I guess. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.